This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. Phone call like, who is that? I'm like, who is this? Your name didn't come up on the screen, mate. I don't think you exist. So don't call me about doing that and doing this, unless you're talking the simplest of all the languages that I'm fluent in. Money, 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 money. I know a few bits who are doing bits, doing raves all week, doing work all night, not doing shifts. I mean, doing gear, never at work, but got work done. Like new tits, new lips, babe. You had a pretty face, you ruined it. How did you pay for that? Oh, by doing this. I see. Well, if you do insist, I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits. Influencing influencers, influencer, I'm doing sick. What you doing, drip? I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits. 10 out of 10, my newest bit. Yeah, she's doing bits, I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits. Drip. I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits. Yeah, I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits, and none of yous ain't doing shit. I ain't looking for the ones, I don't know how you thought you was it. Well, I might have said I love you, but don't watch that. I was doing this, put two and two together, you're gonna get eight like two and six. Wait, you're gonna get eight like you was chips. Cheese. Big smile with a chip tooth. I took a trip to the shop just for them slim blues. My trim sharp like Ginsu. Your screw ain't loose, your chick's loose. And if the shoe does not fit, then wear the shoe that fits you. I'm 6'5", I'm a big guy for your 6'1s and your 6'2s. I got big socks, I got big shoes. I got my shoes, I got issues. I got issues, I got bumbles, I got this too. I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits. All my lot doing bits too, it's mad. What you doing, drip? I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits. 10 out of 10, my newest bit. Yeah, she's doing bits, I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits. What you doing, drip? I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits. Yeah, I'm doing bits, I'm doing bits, and none of yous ain't doing shit.
What's up, man?
What's happening?
Good?
Yeah, man, I'm sweet, brother.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, very well, thanks, man. Just chilling, you know.
Just chilling, just relaxing.
At work, yeah, man. No, thanks for coming in, man. You're, for me, one of the most underrated MCs in the country.
I appreciate that.
Like, 100%. Man. Just one of the most underrated MCs that I know.
We're trying to change that.
Yeah, we do. We do.
I want to be overrated, bruv. That's the aim.
Would you rather be overrated than underrated?
I don't know. What did Jay say? Would you rather be underpaid or overrated? I don't know. He's always saying some smart...
I think given the choice of being underpaid and overrated, I'd choose overrated.
Yeah.
In fact, but then again, that's not a clear choice for me. Because you might be overrated, but like the most overrated volunteer in the world. Okay. And then you're not getting paid.
Yeah, no, true. All right, well, I just want to be rated like the perfect amount, like just right.
Yeah.
You know? Spot on ratings.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when does that ever happen? You're either one or the other or both. More time, you're both.
Yeah, this is true. I think someone like Eminem is the
overrated.
Perfect... No, he's like the...
I was going to say...
I think his talent matched his ratings.
Yeah.
Unless you go by the Source magazine, you only gave him two mics. So.
Yeah. Outside of...
It's true. No one's ever said Eminem's underrated.
Nah.
Or overrated. That's
yeah,
a very
exactly.
good shout. That's
Everyone's
a very
always
good
just
that,
said he's the best.
Yeah.
Let's get into a game first, though.
Yeah, so you are Dreamer Clean. Hence the word clean. So it's
Indeed.
Time to play a game called Washy Washy, Cleany Cleany.
Yeah.
Washy Washy, Cleany Cleany on Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Lovely nice. Stuff, there. Nice. I think that was Jacob voicing that, actually, and it was good. It's nice.
That's how he actually sounds.
He does
Jacob,
sound
yeah.
like that, yeah, he does. I'm going to play, all three of you are playing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all to play for. There's nothing to win, but it's all to play for. Some clips of some cleaning taking place. Right. I just need to know what it is, really. Yep. Okay.
Are we shouting it out or are we writing it down?
I think shout it out and whoever gets it right gets a point. Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Do you want it?
So wait, we're going to listen to some clips happening.
Yeah, and you just got to tell me what's going on in the clip.
What's being cleaned?
What's being washy-washy, cleany-cleany in the clip.
Okay.
Okay? All right, well, here's...
That wasn't obvious.
here's cleaning number one. Yes,
I know.
It's Michael Payne.
It's definitely blinds.
It's not sweeping the floor, brushing. I'm going to give a point over here. It's sweeping.
Play that again.
It is.
With hard bristles.
Yeah. You can hear the footsteps as well.
So that is a point Matt there.
Matt, I thought that was blinds. I was so confident.
You were.
Blinds.
There's seven. You can still win. I can tell you. Okay, here we go with number two.
Washing in a stream.
No.
Colon cleansing.
No.
Oh, you're what's full of
being,
shit.
Okay, it's obviously involving water, but what's being washed? What's being washed in this?
Potatoes.
Hands.
Yes, there we go. Michael put hand washing. That was not obvious at all, I think, in that clip, but it just sounded like running water.
I'm just a fucking detective.
But you know it all. Okay, here
we go.
You've
heard that before.
Yeah, exactly, because I wash my hands unlike you two.
What's happening in this clip?
I wash my dick, it's fine.
That's got a hose, hasn't it?
Pressure washer.
Not what I've got on the paper.
Sandblaster.
It's not a sandblaster. It's something that you use on the floor.
Mop.
Yes, it is a mop. It says here, mop being used.
That doesn't sound like a mop.
Well, you've got a point, though.
It sounds like something with a hose.
It does. Okay. There's a bonus point on this one, it says on this bit of paper here. So, everyone, listen it.
Oh, like, is that like an American toilet or something?
No, what's going on? Where first of all...
Aeroplane toilet.
It's not a toilet. I can tell you it's not a toilet. You would find it in a toilet.
Is it one of them bum cleaners?
A bidet.
Yeah.
That's what I just said!
It's not a bidet, though. It's not that. But you would find it in the same room as a bidet in a toilet.
Shower.
Yes, shower. That is correct.
So and then the shower gel is a squirty thing.
It's not gel. It's not shower gel. What is it? Something else?
Is someone cracking one off in the shower?
No. What else can be squirted in a shower?
Your girlfriend.
If you're lucky, yeah. But no. Unlucky, what else? What else are you?
Play again.
Moisturizer.
Really wet farm.
Cream.
That sounds like the guy in the hot tub.
That sounds like a follow through job. Say that again, one more time. Tell me that doesn't sound like a wet farm follow through. Listen. That's buzz.
What happened?
That's disgusting.
And what else can you squirt?
And the shower
moisturizer.
Well.
Hey, a shampoo, conditioner.
Did you say, shampoo.
I said shampoo about 10 times.
Okay, we've got it.
Why did the water stop, though, for the shampoo?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how did the shampoo, was that strong that it just took the water supply?
How frugal is this person? Whenever I'm not using the shower, it's got to be off.
It's two each at the moment, okay? Here's number five. No, four. Well, I don't know what it is.
Hoover, vacuum.
Yeah,
Hoover is a product. Hoover is a product, like Whirlpool. It's a vacuum.
It's a vacuum.
That's
correct. Okay.
I'm fucking winning it.
What are the scores?
It's 3 to Reese at the moment. Dream and Michael Payne, you are both on 2.
We need
to come back here. You've got two more, okay? Here's number 6.
Game.
Yes.
It's a washing machine.
Look, microphone speak. That is correct. Yeah, that is correct. Blood. Come on now, Jim. You've got to get this.
That proves that I've never washed my hands.
Might need to change my surname after this.
Dream not very clean.
I'm not doing not so well.
Here's the final one. Really? Really, Jacob? Okay. We'll play it again because you were hot.
Oh, is that like the noise that a computer makes when you clean?
Definitely not.
Is
that.
It the sink?
It's something big. Yeah. You do it in a sink.
Yeah, washing the pots, but or washing
up.
Yeah. Got it. Washing up. I might just give
a that was
because it was like dropping a knife or something, or it was like the plug inside in the sink.
I didn't hear any water though.
Yeah,
you won because I know about clean shit, bro. That's why I won this game.
Play that again. When did you ever associate that with washing up?
The sound of the chain at the end. It sounds like the plug on a chain hitting the bottom of the sink.
So that means Reese gets a point. So Reese wins the game. There we go. He is the cleanest of them all.
I still think I won that just from guessing washing hands.
I've not showered today either.
That's why. Well done. Should we do some legal stuff?
Yes, please.
Get into it.
Hi.
Hi.
Since you're having a farting special this week,
No one said that.
You ready for that? No one said this either. My boyfriend was licking my bum during sexy time.
Okay.
I had a big fart brewing for some time, and for a millisecond, thought it'd be funny to let it go, and I did. He started vomiting, and I feel terrible. Where do we go from now? Separate ways.
I love it. Is this from Rosa?
Wow.
Whew.
Wow.
You know, he knew the risks. He knew the risks. So there are occupational hazards attached to the old rim job.
Are they still together?
I think so.
She's called him her boyfriend, not her ex.
Wow. Well, I think you go anywhere you want from here.
This is love,
The only way is up.
Yeah. He's still with you, so you got a point, Dream.
Exactly.
He's still with you. So maybe he kind of... Maybe the vomiting was just...
Yeah.
His first time. It's like when you cough the first time you have a spliff.
Just like that,
yeah. How bad was
it's like getting a blowback.
He started vomiting. He actually was sick. It must have been horrible.
I'd vomit if someone farted in my mouth.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anywhere else you can go in the bedroom. I think like you've reached the apex of sex.
You can just go back to missionary now.
Yeah.
That will be exotic compared to this.
Yeah, you've literally done it all.
Yeah.
That's mad.
That's nice though. Maybe marry him, because like if he's going to be happy with farting in the face.
Well, you're going to have to marry him. He's about, like, I wouldn't really kind of want a woman who's willing to fight in my mouth.
No, but if he's stuck by her, you know what I mean?
He's
that's
a keeper.
That's what I'm saying.
Keeper. Like, other people aren't really going to want you, Rosa. So
that's what I mean. She needs to keep him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think you do have to accept some of that risk if your mouth is in that place. You know, it might be involuntary. You never know what can happen.
But she did it on
there.
Purpose.
She thought about it.
And she has admitted it.
She thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Maybe it was funny. Maybe she found. Maybe he found it funny. No, he was sick.
Hopefully, he was sick.
It's the same guy that lit his own fart.
Yeah.
Hopefully, this is sweet revenge.
I wonder if it was silent or if he just felt it. Was it silent? Just like.
Well, if he was.
Just inhaled.
If he was, he would have had like. It ran his face. It would have made one of them sort of. Wait. Would have made them one of them kind of noises.
Not one of them.
No, whatever.
Why do you know so many fart noises?
Because I do so many.
Oh, okay.
He's done his research for fart week.
But he's a keeper.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Did they do kissing after that? I'm just trying to think if that happened. You wouldn't want
to. I would never lick anyone after the fatty washed me. Do you know what I mean? Fuck that. You're on your own.
She probably blamed him as well. She was like, I'm not kissing you after you've just vomited.
She may not mean in the bum. She said licking my bum. It might have just been the bum cheek. We don't know that it was rimming.
It wouldn't have affected him if it was just her bum cheek.
I mean, he's in the area, so it would do, even if it's on a bum cheek. He's going to smell it. He was in the area.
Okay. I was just in the area. Exactly. Dropped by.
It was just all fallout.
Alright, my friend. Oh. Alright. Sorry, the lack of punctuation got me here. We are friends though, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, my friend sat on my hand by mistake and my fake diamond ring got stuck in her tights in between her buttocks. It scratched her and now she's annoyed at me and blames me for the injury. What can I do? She was the one who sat on my hand. Maisie.
Mm.
I love how you specify that it's fake. Like, if it was a real diamond, surely you could not be mad at me for that. Like, come on, do you know what I mean? I love that.
Wow. This is the... There's not really much you can do.
Buy her some new tights, it'll be sorted. Oh no, it scratched
her. But she sat on her hand.
She did, yeah, but the ring did get stuck in her bum. That's not nice.
What, so now she's at fault for wearing the, I know it was a fake ring, but
just, yeah.
I think she's being unreasonable. I mean, like, was she on her way to sit down and then you put your hand there? Like, or what, it was your hand just there?
That's a good point. Was, if your hand was on her seat and she wasn't expecting
your
hand, you
should look where you're sitting,
innit? Mm. Yeah. No, yeah. No, but then you should look where you're putting your hands at the same time.
That's true. That is true, but if her hand's already there, then she's only just putting it on her.
No, but say if her hand was there when her friend got up, and then her friend came back to sit down and she didn't move her hand in time.
Shit,
that's technically her fault, I would say. If I left the seat, say for instance we were in a pub and I went to the toilet, came back, and someone's hand was on my seat, I don't need to look back to see if someone's hand is on my seat. Then you all sit in there.
And then they should know you're coming back anyway, so they should move it. So they are at fault.
Maybe you should offer her the ring. Maybe you should give the ring to her as a gift for putting the ring in her ring. And maybe you just like give her a ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give her the ring maybe.
Yeah, give her.
Yeah. Tell her
give
it's real.
The fake ring.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Tell her it's real.
Okay.
Buy some tights.
Who's?
Tights on a ring.
Man up and get over it.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose the tights would be a better gift, wouldn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Actually,
yeah. Well, maybe her friend just needs a tighter ring.
Or just beef her back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Beef her back.
Yeah,
like she's
it.
Kicked up her foot, do you know what I mean? Turn it into arms out, do you know what I mean? Like we're going for this now.
Yeah, yeah, I'll really use this ring.
Okay.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah, sorry.
This is from the boss. I think this is from Duncan.
What just, makes you say that?
It just says boss.
Okay.
That's who signed it out, boss.
Boss, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, lads. My mate keeps picking dead skin from his her.
From his her head?
Her.
Hand?
Maybe it's like a northerner, like, from his her. And it means hair.
What does it mean? Oh, head.
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 From his head. And he's putting it in our milks, drinks, etc. Last week, I made this soup, and when I got home from work, it was just floating in it, minding its own business. What shampoo would you recommend?
Well, that's not the problem
here.
Well,
that is the question,
that's
yeah.
Not the problem.
I don't mind my mate's dead skin in my drinks, but I think you need some shampoo.
It's just a better shampoo.
Who got to do
with
it?
There's nothing. This person
sounds
is,
like psoriasis.
It's not that it's falling off. He's picking it from the head and putting it in.
I know there's some more serious issues in that sentence than
shampoo.
Than what I think, yeah. I think maybe... Boss, you need to take a look at yourself and ask why you're asking that question when there are so many more questions to be asked.
Exactly. Exactly. Imagine bringing
why
a cup of tea in for you.
That's where he's picking the skin from.
Yeah, he's picking it from his scalp.
But why have people... This isn't the first time we've had people like, oh, I nutted in someone's shampoo. Raw, I put my pubes in someone's pasta. Raw,
yeah,
put my skin in
someone's...
Yeah,
we had the dead feet skin in
Harley
someone's...
put his pubes in someone's lunch before.
He did,
do you know what I mean?
But you pissed in a drink. You said that.
I pissed in a kettle. It was different.
Yeah, that's not better.
It is. That's hilarious.
You're guilty, man.
Top banter, is this thing.
No, it's not. So I think maybe maybe this is actually boss. I'm asking for a friend. Boss is doing this, I think.
Oh, well, he's picking his own scalp.
I think he's just seeing if it's okay.
Because
he's got dandruff and he's asking what shampoo would you recommend? Because otherwise, who cares what shampoo it is?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I think it's just someone asking, how do I get rid of dandruff?
How do I get rid of some dandruff?
That makes sense.
I've gone the long way around it, really.
Yeah.
Like,
could have just gone to supermarket and asked.
Head and Shoulders, probably.
Yeah. Other brands are available, but Head and Shoulders.
I'm trying to imagine your reaction if someone brought in a cup of tea here and it had just dead floating skin at the top of it.
I think the knee-jerk reaction would be to kill them. Basically. Slowly.
That's good to know.
And painfully.
That's horrible.
I mean, yeah, probably get new friends.
Yeah, definitely, sure, yeah.
Mm. Mm. Or just like give up on friends altogether. Because I couldn't trust anyone. Because that's the last thing I'd expect someone to fucking do.
Yeah, but this boss needs to become my brethren because he's like... He's not putting this guy's dicking on him basically, and he's like, "Oh, what shampoo do you think you need?"
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Got,
that guy,
got
you
a good
look
head
after
on his shoulders. I had to, man. I'm sorry. I had to. Have we got any more? Or should we get in? Oh,
we got one more? Quick one.
Right,
yeah.
Then we do aim to get every single one done, especially now that Dream is lending a hand.
This one's from Jack, who says, "My housemate stuck a sack of potatoes to my nightstand. I ate all the potatoes, but the sack is still stuck. How do I get rid of it?" What?
I've had enough.
Oh, like glued it.
I quit. I quit this show.
What is going on?
He's still not here, so he stuck a sack of potatoes, which are quite big. He ate raw potatoes.
And that's what I'm thinking. Someone told me you die if you eat raw potatoes.
That can't be true.
Wait, so is he eating the potatoes to try and get rid of the bag?
Yeah. It's annoying. It's a
are they not potato chips? Are they not, like, just potatoes full on spuds?
A sack of potatoes. They're like a big brown sack that you got off that
dusty
guy at the side
potatoes,
of the road in the
yeah.
country.
He's mad that he's got to the last potato and ate that before he realised that the bag is still stuck. Like, shit, what do I do now?
I thought it was just heavy because of all these potatoes. Got rid of the potatoes. The fucking bag's still there.
No, fuck it. No.
Eat your nightstand. You can obviously yeah. eat from anything.
Yeah, that's
if you can eat raw potatoes, just eat your fucking nightstand.
Yeah.
Or just eat the sack off
there
the
you
nightstand.
Go.
Allow
like,
it, or just re-up on potatoes and keep the sack. You know?
There you go. Yeah. Get a potato re-up.
Sorted.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people? Who's clearing a sack of potatoes?
And what kind of price
and how
of it
big's
is that?
The nightstand? Oh, I don't know what's going on with this world.
Who's
man.
Gone out there heavy? Who's gone out, bought the sack, dragged it back home?
Unnoticed.
Carried.
And did he say he glued it or nailed it?
Well,
he
it
said he stuck it.
That's just the weirdest ever query we've had. That's even weirder than
really?
The kebab up the bum.
Really? That's out of every query we've ever had, that one's the weirdest.
Yeah, because all the other ones, because all the other ones, I can see it. You understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see someone wanting to put even if I don't want to even if I'm not of the persuasion that wants to put kebab meat up their girlfriend's bum, mm-hmm. I can see it happening, innit, yeah? I can't see someone thinking, I know what this nightstand needs. And then I can't see it.
Was it chicken or lamb?
Kebab.
Yeah, oh, the kebab.
I think it's a doner.
It was a doner. Like, yeah, it could have been lamb or chicken.
As long as it wasn't the one on the skewer, we decided.
Yeah,
that been
exactly.
Horrible. Oh, right. Nah, yeah.
As long as it went a sheesh.
Yeah, yeah.
Still,
nah,
still on the skewer.
That's all long.
Well, what he said, I think it was a wrap. He wanted to dig his kebab in his girlfriend's bum mm-hmm. before dinner, didn't he say?
Yeah,
and then eat it out
before dinner. Before dinner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and that was the weirdest part of the email, actually. The fact that he was going to, like, that is dinner.
Wow.
Well, just kebab in general, you know, no matter where it's been, you finish your kebab, you're probably going to be full with it.
Yeah.
We weren't
and
sure
disgusted
if
with
eat
yourself.
Yeah. Let alone having to put it in your girlfriend's bum first.
We weren't sure if he wanted to eat it there. We thought he might just want to dip it in just for a bit of fun.
Maybe
take
he just wanted
out.
Something to hold. You know, so when you get a kebab
put the tip in.
And then you want to kind of go on your phone as well, and you don't know where to put your kebab.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I hate it when that happens.
Well, now you do.
That's what I'm saying. You just found a holder.
Eeyore, love, take them down.
She thinks something else is about to happen. Just need to put my kebab somewhere for a minute. Is that all right?
Wouldn't it be better to just like stick a sack to the side of your bed, so then whenever you wanted to put your kebab somewhere, you had a handy sack there?
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Maybe all these are the same person.
This is what we've got. We try and make them a little community amongst themselves.
That's what we do sometimes. Yeah, yeah, we give them advice that encourages them to meet each other. You know, there's money to be made with some of these people, man. I'm telling you.
They all just need some help. That's all. Mm. Your guidance.
Like in 2 years' time, I don't want to hear about a successful troop of people that like what we were talking about before. All those really kind of weird people. I don't want to hear about them coming together without kind of acknowledging us as the reason behind it.
Well, they should do monthly meetups, all of them.
Yeah.
Because they've all got some things going on. The person earlier that said she liked to poo in a bag and give it to her
that
neighbour because that annoyed her.
Exactly.
Her
I thought meetup was like a joke about the guy like stick kebab in his girlfriend.
They can do that as well. All meet up and put kebabs in bums.
Yeah. Well, let's let people know where they can find you, Dream, because I know we've got to say goodbye to you in a bit. We've only got 7 minutes of the show left. Next up is Hannah Witten. But before you go, let people know where they can find you on social media. Tell people a bit more about the launch party.
Yeah, well, out here, basically. Dream McLean on Facebook, Twitter at Dream McLean, Instagram, Dream McLean, one word, all of that. It's all the same, really, mm-hmm. basically. Snapchat, Dream McLean. What else even is there these days? I'm just out there.
Bebo? MySpace?
I don't know if the Bebo is still active.
Not popping that much.
Nah.
Bebo. Just in case, but you never know.
I've still got a MySpace and you can't change the name now. So I think my MySpace is Mixtape Out Tomorrow or something like that. You can't, like, that's my official name. My artist name is Mixtape Out Tomorrow. So you can find me on MySpace, Mixtape Out Tomorrow. I don't know. But the launch party... 9th of February, So yeah, it's at, what was it? It used to be called Arches. It's in Dalston. Arch Space, that's the one. Arch Space at Dalston, 9th of Feb. Tickets, you can get them now. I've got a link on my Facebook, on my Instagram. So go and get tickets before you sell out. Also, I'm doing a Monster Florence. We're supporting KRS-One at the Jazz Cafe. What is the date for that? It's soon. It's before the 9th of February.
Look for KRS-One's next gig at the Jazz Cafe.
Yeah, so yeah, so the Jazz Cafe. Yeah, looking forward to that, man. That's going to be sick.
Party is on my mum's birthday. Is it all right if I bring a crew? Is that?
Yeah, of course, man. Right, of course. Cool. Obviously,
she's 52, so she's...
Just come through. Don't want her to take too much shine off, obviously, because it's still going to be my birthday.
Don't put an open mic on if his mum's there. Put an open mic on.
Oh, what? Shellers?
Yeah, his mum's a proper Shellers.
Shelly Ann.
That's actually her name.
Hold tight to Shellers.
Hold tight my mum as well.
Big up Shelly every time.
So lastly, before you go as well, what are your kind of tips for this year, like musically? What have you been listening to? Because that's good. We're kind of taking a new direction with the show in the near future, and we want to know more about
this. Is this a little hint? Are you dropping out a little... Are you dropping a little teaser about what's going to happen?
I am. Yeah, no, the show will be changing quite considerably quite soon. And more on that later.
If you thought, I've got a problem, don't know if it's a legal problem, I can't get in touch with the show, worry no more.
Exactly. You'll be able to email or tweet to us about any of your lifestyle problems. It doesn't have to be a legal issue at all. You can get in touch about... Pretty much, it's probably going to be the same kind of shit that people email us about now.
Wait, so with these legal issues, was that what you were talking about? These are the legal issues that we just dealt with.
Yeah.
Okay, right, man.
Could you not tell?
So I've actually helped. Somewhat.
You've enhanced life.
Well, I hope I have. I hope I have.
Snitching lifestyle.
Yeah. None of them are ever going to stand up in court.
Never. No. Never. Especially not the guy's girlfriend, because she's going to have a kebab up her ass.
No. Exactly.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents Sticky Blood.
Cool, toddlers here. I know the Americans like are onto like the UK music, but I've seen a lot of like comments from Americans saying we need this in America.
Well, all eyes on England right now.
Mm. Even Proje was saying last night he feels like the UK is the centre of music right now. It's not even America. I feel like English people look at America for inspiration, but those same people that we're looking at are looking here for inspiration.
We didn't always know that though. Yeah, it's a two-way thing, I think.
And it's been going on for a while now.
The Beatles, like One Direction, look at all the genres. The British music thing, it's like brings a lot to the table. And it always has.
Every Monday, Sticky Blood from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, T on the wing. I ain't gonna say the greatest no more. You should fucking know. Anyway. I'm trying to pull the demons out of the bag. You know? Forgive me for my sins. President. Stage of wealth, can't get to my stage of wealth. Stage of riches, stage of health. Prince, are you moving? I was like stealth. Way past the sale, but I never on the shelf. Oi, governor, he's not cut for the work. Harden who? Must have been on a bad jerk. My region, last thing that you wanna do is lurk. Walk around, fix up your chin and shirt. Come to my doorstep, I will bring dirt. Can't say they put an import if you didn't insert. All this talk about ring the alarm, but none of these guys have been on alert.
On, but I am on greatness, anything else is long. I just put 7 G's in a bong, took one drop off till my breath was gone. I don't care where man a man's from. If you don't respect the skeng and the president, come to your resident. I'm alert, that's evident. I'll make it they go wrong. And I ain't come here to try and murk anybody, but I'm nice with the tool, I'll serve anybody. And I learn from Will, there's no hierarchy. When it's time to swerve, I'll swerve anybody. Fuckery, I know, but that's life. Big Frisco and Prez T, that's hype, that's right. Light him up like a flashlight. Do a man wrong if you don't wanna act right.
Been on alert. Been on alert.
I was
was in Manny, shout out to Ricketts. Life was a movie, got two snippets. So much noise in my bits. You would've thought that we had crickets. Yeah, 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 king of flows. Prudential pose, best in crime. That was the case, I had to close. When I come around, everybody froze. Yeah, that's right, from the knees to the toes. Whoa, please mind your head and shoulders. Just got a parcel, came from the olders. Had to cut out certain man, why? Them man, they're top loaders. I beg you friends, go look easy. Just got a box of the cheddar, but I never been cheesy. Been on alert, been on alert. Always talk about bringing me along, but none of these guys have. Been on alert, been on alert. Always talk about bringing me along, but none of these guys have. Always talk about bringing me along, but always talk about bringing me along, but always talk about bringing me along, but always talk about bringing me along, but
Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. We are joined in the offices by the legend himself. We've been waiting for this one for a very long time. Very, very pleased that he's managed to come in on time and join us, man. Press T, man.
Yeah.
Finally. First guest of 2017. The pleasure's all ours, trust me. We've got a little game that we wanted to play to test your knowledge of things on wings.
Okay.
Things on wings.
There you go.
Okay.
And you're gonna face off against Harley, who is our resident game show contender.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm well practiced.
Okay. Very well practiced. Okay. Okay. Lost a lot of games in his time.
I'm in for a challenge. So.
No, I'm ready to win.
Right. So I'm gonna describe five things that you might find on wings.
On the wings.
Yeah. Yeah. And all you've got to do is write down your answer. No cheating, Harley. Yeah, no looking at what the president's doing and vice versa, please, guys. Oh, right?
you were that kid.
He's that type of president. Eh? He wants to be that type of president.
I was a kid by the bin shop and his pencil looking at your answers. Bro.
All right. So, first question. The first on the wing is a legend in Manchester. Unless you're his brother, whose wife he fucked once. Every day for years. He also played a bit of football for the Red Devils, a very appropriate nickname for the club he belonged to for his whole career. Ready? Can we get some suspenseful music?
Yeah, I need some suspense.
You've got to be on job now. I know it's the first day back in the office.
I don't know if we wanted to go for the same.
What, the same suspenseful music as we always use?
Yeah,
I think so.
What's the?
How about the, have we got Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I think I'll just go for the classic.
Go on then. Suspenseful music coming up now. You're creating suspense now. There we go. Tension. So, have you got the answers for the first question, yeah?
Yeah, any chance you could repeat the question?
Of course, yeah. The first on the wing is a legend in Manchester, unless you're his brother, whose wife he fucked once every day for years. And you write down your answers, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
He also played a bit of football for the Red Devils, a very appropriate nickname for the club he belonged to for his whole career. The second on the wing is the soft part of a bird that you might find in pillows or you may have found in Shakespeare's hand when he was penning bars. All good? Written down? The third on the wing is a cultural icon that has been labelled Britain's most violent prisoner without actually killing anyone. He's probably made a killing from a feature film based on his life that starred Tom Hardy, though, as well as from his award-winning art, probably made with the blood, sweat and tears of prison guards.
Sorry, the third?
Shall I repeat that, yeah?
Yeah, please.
Okay. The third on the wing is a cultural icon that has been labelled Britain's most violent prisoner without actually killing anyone. He's probably made a killing from a feature film based on his life that starred Tom Hardy, as well as from his award-winning art, probably made with the blood, sweat and tears of prison guards. The fourth on the wing is going to propel a plane through the sky quicker than you can say Rolls Royce.
I'll repeat that. The fourth on the wing is going to propel a plane through the sky quicker than you can say Rolls Royce.
Fourth on the wing is going to propel a plane.
Yep, through the sky quicker than you can say Rolls Royce. That's the clue.
The answer could have been within the question on that one, isn't it?
Fifth on the wing is the type of sauce named after a method of cooking, but also a major black cultural event.
Say that again, sorry.
Fifth on the wing is the type of sauce named after a method of cooking meat, but also a major black cultural event. They get harder as they go along.
Sauce, cooking sauce.
Yeah. Fifth on the wing is the type of sauce named after a method of cooking meat, but also a major black cultural event.
That's got to be the most trickiest one of them all, really, isn't it?
I'm going to give you 10 more seconds to answer those ones,
and I'm going to have to get the fourth one again.
Yeah. Fourth on the wing is going to propel a plane through the sky quicker than you can say Rolls Royce.
Why is Rolls Royce on
that? Mate, I'll tell you that after. I'd be giving you the answer if I told you, wouldn't I? Alright. So we'll go through your answers and we'll see who wins out of that little quiz about things on wings. So number one, the answer. What did you get, Presti?
Gigs.
Yeah,
Ryan Giggs, that was correct. Played. Give yourself a mark for that.
Blue for Manchester United.
Right. Number two, what did you get, Presti?
Feathers.
Yeah.
Feathers, right. Absolutely correct. Give yourselves both a tick. Number three, what did you get, Presti?
I wasn't sure about this one. Bronson.
Right, yep. Harley?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, three out of three, both of you. Number four, what did you get, Presti?
Engine.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
I'd say propeller, I don't know.
All right, it was a jet engine.
Okay.
Yeah, Rolls Royce manufacturer.
Same type of thing. I put propeller / engine.
Because it's not only a propeller that propels.
Okay, cool.
I wanted to throw you off a little bit there. Number five, what did you get, Presti?
Passed on that one.
All right, what did you get?
I wrote something and crossed it out. So.
The answer was barbecue sauce.
Oh.
Barbecues named after the sauce named after
a target. Yeah, it's a major black cultural event.
Having a barbecue.
Yeah, man. It's a big thing. It's a big thing on the black calendar.
That's such a fucking. That's such a.
Hey, sometimes that's the only time you're going to see certain members of your family at a barbecue. So that's a major black cultural event. No matter what you say. But so what? Was that 4-4?
4-3.
Yeah. 4-3. Oh yeah, of course. Presti wins.
Yeah.
Applause,
you
said a hat trick.
Oh, damn. Well played, sir. Well played.
Very, very well played. Like, as you might know, Presti, we are the world's most powerful law firm, and we get our listeners to email or tweet to us some of their queries that they're, you know, facing, problems that they're facing in life, and we give them not always good advice, but advice nonetheless.
Okay.
And if you wouldn't mind, we could go through a couple of cases with you.
More than willing to.
Maybe you could apply some of your expert wisdom, yeah?
I love it. All right. Hi guys.
Hi.
My boyfriend wants me to only wear tights when we are having sex, and he wants to rip them off like Tarzan would. I can only buy so many tights before this turns into a financial commitment. How do I tell him it should be a weekly thing rather than daily? Hannah.
Money's too tight to mention.
Literally, yeah.
So he only wants to rip her tights off?
Yeah.
Every time
they have sex. So that could be like three times.
I'm a little bit worried about a boyfriend, to be fair.
I would advise you sit down with your boyfriend and have a recap about where this is really going, because
first it's ripping off tights, what's next?
The connotations of that are a little bit, I don't know, it's a bit booky. Ripping off tights.
Yeah. Maybe he really likes Faithless. They have that song, don't they? The Maxi Jazz talk about tearing off tights with my teeth. Insomnia.
Oh,
maybe,
yeah, of course.
A really big fan of Faithless.
He must have strong jaws, you know. How you tear off sides of your teeth?
No,
what's keeping
can.
The.
You can do that.
Can you?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Natalie's experience.
But then the tights have got to be baggy in some places.
Depends what denier they are. If they're 200, forget it.
Yeah, you've got to get purchase on the tight. And then
you've got to get grip first.
What baggy part of tights are they? Like on the kneecaps?
You can ladder them easily.
Some Nora Batty tights.
They ladder easily. You can. I'm going to guess.
I think it would just be an absolute baller way to have
do it. It'd be boring.
Yeah, I'd rather the woman just. In fact,
I'll just use my hands.
Yeah,
or I'll just take them off like normal.
But like I said, I don't like the connotations of someone wanting that to be to rip the daily thing.
Yeah, it seems like he needs a bit more to arouse himself.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then I'm scared that if she doesn't kind of. He might go out and basically seek some tight tearing elsewhere.
Can we just take a minute just to praise this guy's girlfriend for actually giving it to him every day?
For
as
real.
Well, that is...
That's a lot of tight.
I mean,
so
I think if anything...
Regardless of the tight tearing, like, getting sex every day, that is nuts, fam.
Yeah, he's already got, like, a bunting right there and he wants to kind of...
Every day, she's giving it him every day.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem.
That's it.
Yeah, gives it to him too much. Now he's just like, I'm bored. I need to further this.
You got to rest it sometimes, man.
Mad thing.
I say...
And it put that tauntaun on ice and just... You know what I mean?
You're gonna let it sleep.
talk to him about his... Because I just don't like the idea of the tight tearing, man. It's all a bit sinister for me, man.
Yeah.
Not going to lie to you.
Satanic.
Just...
Like Tarzan would. He described. Do you reckon he's gone to her like, I want to be like Tarzan?
I'm trying to think of an instance where you've seen Tarzan ripping off tights and banging Jane.
Don't have him.
Does Tarzan fuck Jane?
He doesn't rip anything, I don't think, Tarzan.
Does Jane even wear tights?
No, there's no tights in the jungle.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
She doesn't wear tights.
No. I don't know what Tarzan they've been watching.
Maybe there's a porn guy called Tarzan, porn star, and that's his thing.
Most probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Would be surprised. That's Tarzan. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Make the most sense of this.
Detectives situation. As well as lawyers. It's good work, guys.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move on.
Hello.
Hello.
This is from Gaz. I love that. I got a box of donuts the other day, only to discover there was no hole in the middle. This is a problem because I was planning on putting them on my willy.
Fuck off, Gaz.
And getting my girlfriend to eat them off it. This donut shop is messing with my sex life. Can I sue?
Can I just say that someone stole this story offline? Like last week, some guy bought some ringed donuts and they didn't have a hole in. And he messaged Morrison's and said, my donuts haven't got a hole in. I was going to put them on my willy and now I can't. And Morrison's tweeted him back and they had like a conversation about his sex life over Twitter.
Fuck's sake. Plagiarism. Plagiarism won't fly, young man.
Fuck you.
Move it on.
Hi, guys. My husband has a weird fantasy he wants me to fulfill. Why is it all just these dudes and weirdos?
Just bare horny man.
Bare weird men. My husband has a weird fantasy he wants me to fulfill. He wants to horseback ride naked and together down our street. He thinks it will give us a thrill. I didn't think he was serious until I saw his browser history where he was searching for where he could rent a horse. I haven't even agreed to it. Do I have a case? Pauline.
Pauline.
I love the fact that she's called Pauline.
And it makes me think that they're like a 50-year-old couple.
Yeah.
That's fair enough. He's been having sex with the same woman for 30 years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, oh, we need to do something crazy.
It's true.
He needs to change up the pattern.
He's really trying to.
He's giving it a go.
On their own street, though. I don't think the neighbours are really up for that. Or Pauline. I think that's going to be awkward.
Pauline. Pauline's always someone's next door neighbour.
Yeah.
You only ever hear the name Pauline when someone's talking about their next door neighbour.
The next neighbourhood watch meeting is going to be so.
For real, it's going to be lit. It's going
to
be lit.
I also think when you rent a horse, you might need to tell him if you're going to be naked on it. I don't think you can just.
I don't reckon the horse
should have any
reservations. Because you're only
going
to touch the saddle, not the. Yeah. Oh no, but he wants to ride bareback, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, he didn't say that.
He wants to ride
horseback.
Oh, just horseback.
Ride naked together. Yeah.
He's nan.
He's an idiot as well, though, because that'll hurt his dick.
Oh yeah, cool.
They might be into that, don't they? Might like when they get dominatrix.
Oh yeah, pain and all that.
That's what that might be what it's all about.
Pauline. Fuck
yeah, it's all mad for her right now.
No, does she have a case though?
She doesn't want to do it.
She don't want to do it. Well, she didn't say if she didn't want to do it.
You know how the saying goes. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah,
had to.
You know what? Just do it.
I think you'll like it.
You might like it.
I think you'll like it.
Try it.
You
might like it.
Absolutely. Yeah, try it. We say try it
on your own street. There, you sure that's a good thing for Pauline?
I reckon maybe. do a test.
But then they've got to get home. Like, do you know what I mean? They might as well just do it as close to home as possible, because like they do it on like next street down. They've got to like go through another like street naked. Do you know what I mean?
They just like trotted around.
Yeah, see, ducks out from there.
Then they just got to
like,
run.
Whoa, Norse don't want to stop. They end up on the high street. It's a Saturday night. All their brethren's are out and flipping like Andrea's 60th. It's that Pauline just breezing down the high street.
Junction 25 at the motorway.
Yeah, it's up like the Asda. All her colleagues are coming out of work.
It's mad.
Maybe not. What if she doesn't start with that? What if she starts in the back garden, just trots around the back garden?
They try it out in the garden.
See if she likes it. If Pauline likes it.
Yeah, imagine coming out of your cigarette, like for a little smoke in the back garden, and you just
Pauline on the neck.
You see your head go like that
over the fence. And you can see like bare shoulders as well. The shoulders, she ain't got no gloves on you. That'd be sick.
Pauline, do it, babe.
Go to a nudist beach that does pony rides, I reckon, and then get practice, and then get the horse. If you like that, then get the horse and do it down your road.
Yeah,
for nudist beach that does pony
just
rides.
Just like move to a farm if you like it, and then you can just be in your own farm.
No, but he's been very particular. He wants to do it down the street. That's a status symbol, isn't it? Mm. It's like you didn't get your missus a fucking naked horseback ride down the street. He wants to parade it past all the neighbours, isn't it?
I really want to know where he stands after that. Yeah, I really want Pauline.
Fuck with him after that.
I want Pauline. I need to know what her husband's name's called. I don't know why. But I really
email us your husband's name, Pauline.
I bet he was Gaz who emailed him.
Definitely Gaz.
Gaz and
Pauline. Absolutely. Cool, man.
Oh, like Roger. Like, nah, let's not do one more.
Okay.
He's not in a very giving mood right now. Well, let's get into I suppose we have to say bye to.
Yeah.
We kind of almost just forgot you were a guest and kind of wanted you to stay for the whole show, mate. You know what I mean?
It's calm.
But I'm sure we've got to say goodbye to you now, man. Yeah. Let people know what you're up to for the rest of the year. We know we've got an album to expect in 2017. Strange Returns.
Please expect it. I've been talking up the things about this album for years and years. If you're a fan of Press T, you would know. But obviously, T on the Wing was to prove to you that I'm serious about my game and about my music. And so, Strange Returns soon to come. Also, I'm doing a bag of shows all around the country as well. So look out for a President T tour.
Of course.
Headline tour. And the future tells many dreams.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
One time.
Yeah, indeed.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. FUBAR Radio presents
Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Well, Jessica Chastain is one of my favourite female actresses, definitely. Also Amy Adams and Jennifer Connelly. I absolutely love Jennifer Connelly. I had a crush on her from when she was in Labyrinth. You should look that film up, Stacey. You're probably too young to remember Labyrinth, but she did a film called Labyrinth when I was in my teens, I think, and I used to crack them out over Jennifer Connelly, man, like massively. I probably like 8 billion kids have been gone of mine because of Jennifer Connelly.
Every Friday,
Back Row and Show with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
When they wanna watch face, they double click on my avi. I've always been too on, my name should have been Tinashe. I told them I never change, I gave it all to my cabbie. Whip it up in the kitchen, I should have got me a Grammy. I'm bossy, you know me, never get too cozy. Don't mention my name, just come and approach me. I'm not that type to type in emojis. You ain't important, I'ma leave you in a lower key. I see these girls getting jail, cause I'm super slick. I mean, I get it every day, man, I'm used to it. Bait on the road, so I Ubered it. Do you wanna know my age, tell them Google it. It's not my B-day, but I got my cake up. I dropped out the weave and I left the makeup. Everyday scheme from the time you wake up. Your full-time job should have been an A-ta. You already know the pattern. Play around with mine, you already know what happens. They talk about the grease on their phone, what's happened. Till I see a man in person, man, I ask them what's cracking. You already know the pattern. 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 I got hella friends like I'm Ben 10. Every day I'm pure gassing them like an engine. Whoa, lighting mix up and blend. Don't ever try and compare me to no dead tang. That's a bit of a stress. Too many eggs in your nest. You need to settle yourself. Don't get ahead of broke doing cheap, cheap. I was nobody. Now they say they wanna meet me. Oh, I holler a couple artists for features. They air me, it's crazy. Now they need me. Oh, this life I live is a manic. Sometimes I really can't manage. I'm never one to be panicked. They're saying, Paige, you savage. I'm sorry, I cannot help it. You know that this is a habit. I mean, it always just happens. It's just the way it was patterned. You already know the pattern. Play around my mind. You already know what happens. They talk about degrees on their phone. What's up until I see a man in person? Man, I ask them what's cracking. What's cracking? You already know the pattern. 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 You already, already know the pattern. You already, already know the pattern. Pattern, 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 pattern. You already, already know the pattern. You already, already know the pattern. You already, already know the pattern. Pattern, the pattern, 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 pattern. You already, already know the pattern.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. Hannah Witten's up next, but right now we are joined by the lovely Paigey Cakey in the offices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I like that. I'm going to keep saying your name so that you keep saying that, you know. It's great. We were talking about you.
Yeah.
And now we're going to play a game about you.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then if you'd like to, we are the world's most powerful law firm. I don't know if you know that. You know, you seem like a lovely girl, so you don't get in trouble a lot, so you wouldn't have come across us. But should you ever come in any trouble, holler at Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. We can get you out of pretty much anything. Right? But in the meantime, being our guest, we'd love you to help us out with a couple of legal queries. Brilliant. But before that, without further ado, let's get into this game.
Let's play a game of...
Catch me outside, how about that? Catch me outside, how about that?
On Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
You've never... All right, we've got to talk. We've got to talk. We're gonna talk about the birds and the bees, and then we're going to talk about Catch Me Outside, how about that?
You have to remember, Harley doesn't have electricity.
He doesn't. Harley's a hermit.
He hasn't even got a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true today.
Pretty much.
Okay, so imagine it's just things and that you would be walking on, basically.
What?
Outside. Things that you can walk on
things
outside.
That you make
what's this got to do with cake? Little page.
I didn't say anything to do with cake.
Why has it got nothing to do with...
Exactly.
It's a game that Jacob gave to me on a bit of paper. So.
Fuck you, Jacob.
Do you know what? Michael texted earlier as well with an idea about a cake game.
We're going to have to get you on next week, Paigey, if that's all right. So you can do my game, which is better than this one.
Can I also say that not everything... Well, there's definitely one in here that I wouldn't say is necessarily outside.
Okay.
But it could be in special... Oh, I'm not going to give it
away. How many are there?
There are, again, seven.
I just wrote seven.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like I'm psychic.
Yeah.
It's like he already saw the answers.
No, it's not.
No, he didn't.
It was based on
didn't.
The fact that every single game so far has had seven questions.
Mm-hmm. Are we ready for number one?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is this that we would be walking on?
Are we describing the actual floor?
Yeah, exactly, the surface, but write it down,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what is it?
No, like brick, marble.
Yep.
Yeah,
brick.
Exactly.
Okay. What is this particular thing?
Could you play it again, please?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
What is that?
That's definitely one of the Mitchell brothers walking into court.
So you can funnel?
Sounds like it's in the school hall.
And this is the beginning of the bill with the two.
What is the particular... What would you call...
How surface.
Yeah, that's it.
Wait, hold on.
Ready for number two? Okay, here we go. What is this?
The fuck is that, man?
Jacob,
this
is...
Wait, play that again. I know that one, actually. I know that one.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I probably got it wrong.
This is the one I would debate if it was outside.
Wait, say it again.
It's not outside.
Yeah, that's obvious. I reckon now I think I've got that one right.
Okay.
I think I've got that one right.
That's the one that's debatable if it's outside.
Because it could be outside in special circumstances, but you wouldn't necessarily find it outside.
No, that's like saying, you know, what size
it is. I haven't said anything. That's not giving it away.
I just heard you say it.
Oh, right, so it's not something that would be outside usually.
No.
Okay, I've got that one wrong then.
No. And what did you think it was?
I can't tell you, because it might come up
I
later.
I feel like I know what you think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think the same thing, but until they said that.
You know what he's thinking.
Yay!
S-
Snow isn't on the list, by the way.
I was thinking it was just thinking. I was thinking something. Okay. It sounded like someone's walking across someone thinking.
Here we go.
Wait, hold on.
So Snow isn't on the list?
It's not on the list.
That's
Snow.
What I thought it was.
Do you know?
Oh, wait, I don't know what that something? Is then.
All right, well,
say it again. One more time.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Okay,
so.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try and
all
guess.
All right, okay, here we go. There's number three. Can I just say, put whatever you like, because these are all terrible.
That is not even what that is.
These are all just shit, to be honest.
That sounds.
I mean, what, that could be anything, couldn't it?
Why is it hollow?
And yet, we couldn't find anything about cakes, no? Okay, good.
Jacob, man.
This is a new low. I'll be speaking to Jacob about this afterwards. This is not. I'm so sorry, Paige.
I don't know what that was.
Let's go to clip four.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll show you
guys. That's easy. You should definitely know this.
Okay. I should definitely.
You know what? It's so rubbish. You might as well just put, what cake is that? And I take an answer. It's not working with this. Okay, let's go for number five.
Is that the same clip as
sounds like
that? Sounds quite similar.
That sounds snowy.
Oh, it's not snow.
I don't know what snow what snowfall you've seen, but
all right, do it again.
Crisp.
I don't know.
What now? What is that?
I know both of them.
I bet you all mine are
the
wrong.
Sound of a P45. I think.
Yeah. It's Jacob opening up his P45. Let's go for number six.
Yeah. Wait, say it again. I think I know what that sound is.
Don't
know. Wait, can you do number two again?
Should I do seven first and then we'll go back and confirm? Let's go for the final one. For fuck's sake.
Jacob always just sitting in there. Fucking bussing up. Fucking pagans.
This is just Jacob walking over dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, you do that.
Yeah. It's not that.
Why is everyone walking over stuff in tap shoes?
Which one would you like again, Holly?
Two and seven.
Okay,
please.
Let's go for. This is two.
It sounds like number seven, number six in reverse.
It's not. Is anybody out? Oh, you wanted seven again. Okay.
That just sounds like someone's falling over.
Wait, sorry, do it again.
That sounds like someone's stumbling, I mean.
Okay, so I think we're going to go through some answers. Anybody else need any?
Has anyone got any answers?
Yeah, I've got answers.
Some. I may accept anything at this point. I don't know. Okay, so number one.
Paige, what do you have?
I said
what
a marble have? Floor.
No.
What? I said a parquet floor.
No.
I said shined wood.
I'm giving you a point there. It's wood.
What the fuck is parquet though?
Yo, and why did you go with parquet? And why did you go with shined wood? What's wrong with
they
both
said
of
the
you?
Same
I
thing.
You know what? I wrote wood, and then I was like, oh, I'll talk about shined wood.
Listen, that's not middle class enough to put down. That's
Parquet
is posh wood. So is that what you're saying?
Isn't it like a varnished wood floor?
I have no idea what it is.
I'm sure parquet is wood.
Why do you have to be so specific?
I don't know. Why not be specific?
I would have given a word that I've never even heard, actually.
Okay, look. Parquet, a floor composed of short strips or blocks of wood forming a pattern, sometimes with inlays of... I'm having a point. I think I should have two points of being some fucking middle class about it as well.
Number two, what did you all have, please?
Fuck knows.
Walking on people.
I love that.
Yes, that's right.
It's a Bryson Tiller gig.
No.
All right, AstroTurf.
No. What did you
or is it Tory Lanez that walks all over everyone?
Tory Lanez.
There you go. My joke wasn't funny the first time around. Thanks for that, Paige.
What did you have? Did you have anything on
there? I had snow at first, but then when you said you can only get it inside, I thought...
Carpet.
Carpet? Can you play it again?
I mean, exactly.
It don't even sound like...
That sounds like snow.
You sound like fucking outside.
That sounds like snow.
Did you record that in, Jacob?
It's on YouTube, apparently.
Oh, that's not
it sounds like he's wearing Velcro socks. Do you know what I mean? That isn't...
That sounds like snow.
Carpet. Fuck's
What
sake.
Did you have for number three?
I can't even... Can you play it again, please? Because I didn't even have anything.
Obviously the sound of dirt, right?
Dirt. What's that? He's going to say that now.
No, I've got nothing. I've literally got nothing. I've got nothing.
Well, I put gravel.
No.
I just wrote a driveway.
No.
A dirty driveway.
Dirty driveway. There we go. Yes. Number four. What was number four?
I had gravel for four.
No.
I put pebbles.
No.
Put stones.
I mean, dry leaf stones, you say, Paige? Yes, that's right.
Dry leaves.
Yes.
Play that again.
That is dry leaves. What was that on number?
Oh, yes. That makes perfect sense now. That does sound like dry leaves.
Okay.
It genuinely does.
Is it dry leaf stones or just dry leaves?
She's just giving you a point.
I just gave her a point. I'm going to take the point.
Take all the points.
What was number five, do you think?
I said pebbles for five.
No. I said crispy grass.
Yes! You got it! Yeah.
I said grass.
What?
Does that count?
What did you get?
Grass.
You said you didn't know.
But I said long grass.
No, it wasn't long grass. No.
What? Fuck off. Long grass can be crispy.
Give him a point.
Yeah, come on. That's a point.
I mean, it was just grass, so I'm going to allow that.
That sounds like long grass. Come on.
That sounds like gravel.
That sounds like long grass to me.
What's number six?
I wrote human bones.
No.
Ice.
Yes!
I wrote ice as well.
Is it ice? Yeah, two over there.
Oh, human bones, ice, same difference, right? Can I have a point for that?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. And finally, number seven, what did you have?
I didn't even write anything.
I wrote walking along a ship with a wooden leg.
That's what it sounds like.
It does, but it's not
concrete.
No, it was actually wet leaves.
Huh?
Oh, we also accepted no answer at all.
I'm going to punch a random person in the face on the street later, because how the fuck is... Play that again.
So what was the draggy sound?
We had dry leaves or wet leaves. This is wet.
What's that other noise?
What's that noise? I don't know.
This is bullshit.
Who won that anyway?
Paige.
Jacob.
With the two added bonus points for being amazing.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Holly in second with three. Well, at least Michael Payne turned up anyway. Let's just say.
I got one. But it was a good one with Parquet.
So one out of ten.
You know what I mean? I can be an estate agent now. Fine. That's what that proves.
Okay, should we do a quick legal before Paigey has to go?
Yeah. Would you like to?
Yeah, let's do it then.
Awesome.
You thought that game was strange. Yeah. You just wait for what's going to happen.
This is from Kaza. Hi, my flatmate keeps putting condoms on his face. He then goes outside, knocks on our front door and tries to scare whoever opens it. We're getting sick of him. Can I sue him?
No.
What?
Why?
But you can get revenge and the condoms that he's not using poke little holes in them.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why not? Go on.
Okay. I don't think we should endorse that. No.
I mean, is that revenge or is it? Would he enjoy that?
That would be suable, I think, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, putting holes in his condoms?
Yeah, he could definitely sue probably you for saying it, but yeah.
Yeah.
He can't sue the law, can he?
Exactly.
Oh, true, he can't, but if he wanted to, he probably could find a way. So, look, we do not endorse putting holes in condoms. Oh. Cannot do that.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. Sorry to be a party pooper.
Fine.
That's really annoying.
So when you're putting the holes in the condoms, remember, we're not endorsing it. Yeah.
Just when he does it, like, when you know he's going to do it, pretend you're bare scared and just punch him in the face. You know, like that video?
Yes.
He jumps out of the bin, goes, punches him in the face.
We don't endorse violence. I'd rather
answer the door with a feather dump.
I'll say just put stuff inside the condom. Say when he puts it on his face.
Ah.
I don't know, flour.
Spray something in there.
An irritant.
Spray gonorrhea.
Yeah, spray an STI into a condom. Oh. Great.
After that, you go.
Spray it in there. I've got a nifty can of gonorrhea spray in my back pocket.
Oh, God. Mine's built in me.
Fuck's sake. Put some like weird shit in the condoms. But then that involves like opening the condoms, having to try and rewrap them somehow.
You can't put it back in a wrapper once it's
I know, exactly. You can't do that, can you?
I was going to make a joke about putting condoms in wrappers then, but...
In wrappers?
Yeah.
In rappers.
He means MCs.
Yes, I got that. I got it. I was there.
Get in the sea, Reese.
Yeah.
Anyway, what sound is that? No, let me move on. So we helped Kaza.
That's what I said.
Oh, you're just gross today, man.
Mm.
We helped Kaza. Okay. There's nothing you can really do. Just knock him out, basically. Don't endorse violence.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Get a new flatmate.
Or just put a sign up inviting, what are they called? Jehovah's Witnesses. He'll get tired.
He'll realise how annoying it is.
I'm interested that it's just on his face, not his head. So he just like stretches it over the face.
No, I think he's just wearing
the head. The
yeah,
head.
I presume.
Like a balaclava.
I presume they mean over his head.
Right, just like over the face, like a mask.
I think that's impossible.
How small is his head?
Yeah.
Now you used to do it when I was a kid. I could, but it's like with a big size head.
Wait, you tried?
I'm thinking.
Yeah. Wouldn't that suffocate you a bit as well? Putting a condom on your face.
No, you put it on your head and then blow it up your nose. You know what I mean? So you put it over to about here and blow it up your nose. I've heard. Someone said.
No. I bet you still do that, don't you?
Someone that I've not spoke to since school sent me a photo the other day of me with a condom on my head, so... True story.
Oh, before Paigey goes, we've got to put out on Twitter the poll for the wrestling names. So we need to think of some now.
Yeah.
I'm quick firing.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Womb Raider.
Womb Raider, says Michael Payne. Paigey, have you thought of
Mr. Pencil.
Mr. Pencil. And Harley.
Why does everyone call me that?
What?
I don't know. Fuck. That's me. Dunno fuck.
Yeah, cool.
I'm call you condom
and
face.
I'm just going with the waffle stomper.
Are you going to have your own? Oh, you don't get to pick.
Oh, right.
You have to pick for
you. Didn't he get to pick Renzel Nottingham?
I did pick Renzel Nottingham.
Yeah, but I feel like the wrestling name, no, because he'll be voting for himself, loads of what he wants.
That's true. Yeah, I'll be voting for myself.
Yeah.
And this is for Reese's wrestling name.
Exactly.
You can still vote for his option.
Multiple. He'll be on all. All right, fine. Then do the waffle stomper or whatever it is.
I'm going Womb Raider.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Paigey.
Thank you so much. Legend. Weirdness and whatnot.
Just before you leave, let people know where they can find you on the socials if they don't know, and plug your show one more time.
So you can find me on Twitter at Paigey_Cakey, Instagram MSPaigeyCakey, Snapchat. Same. You can get tickets for my show on Friday and Monday at the link in my bio on my Instagram, or just Google PaigeyCakey Tour and the tickets come up. And make sure you cop Red Velvet. That's on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, Amazon, Google Place, everywhere. So make sure you get that as well.
Brilliant. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you once again.
You're welcome. So thank you.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Suzanne Shaw, are you there?
Yes.
When Hearsay came out. That was when I was looking at stuff I wanted to do, and I remember watching Pop Stars. How do you look back at that time?
Reflecting back on it, you know, you do look with it with fond memories, and Corey's now understanding that I used to be in a pop band. And
Is he embarrassed or is he happy?
Well, now he does this thing. I mean, he started it the other day, and it scared the living crap out of me. I was sat in my kitchen, Pure and Simple just started to play, and I was like, is this the ghost of Pop Stars?
Every Thursday,
Access All Areas
from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
Stalkers dance in the rain and we don't give up, whoa, you know me, I can't say no, you plus me plus them, team, steam, build that, going home early, kill that, wait for the shark, no break till we're done, then we, can't, stop, now, gonna rock, out, till we drop, down, on it. On it. Can't promise. Sun up. Come up. What's up? It's a toss up. Watch for the roses. Ooh. Ooh. So corruptible.
next few hours, let's make disaster. Drink me, eat me, trust me, taste me, tease me, take it easy, baby, sleazy, play me, treat me, crazy, deeply, take me, me, with you. I wonder if I ever really think we're worth the all. Oh, corruptible. All these things and whatever we do tonight, yeah, yeah, it's nothing new. All these things, you can wonder if you were right. I'm coming up with you. All these things, who would've knew when we drew the line? What? What? Such a fool. Raise your hands, someone. Raise your hands, someone. Raise your hands. Friends, if I jump off a Waterloo Bridge, man, I'll walk on the Thames. Trust, eat my dust. If I keep my heels up, I can outrun a bus. Gosh, all I gotta do is ask and shatter a little glass. And trust, we can ride first class. Fun, I'm too old to die young. Come run with a blind man, I'm done.
Who have we got in the studio, in the office right now? It's none other than Doc Brown.
Hey. If you have a whole fish, you will see that a fish has teeth.
I eat tuna and they don't have teeth.
Tuna are huge and they've got big teeth.
Fish have teeth. Like, not all fish have them in the mouth. Some have them in the throat.
You know what you can tell about this conversation is that all of us were really listening to my new single, Corruptible, out March 10th on Friday. We weren't in a heated debate about whether or not fish have teeth.
Did you not mention fish? I thought I heard the word fish in it.
That's what inspired.
All these fish have teeth.
All these fish are taking their teeth. Yeah,
something like that.
But sorry, you're going to be even before. Well, no, in fact, no. Sorry, very, very. Sorry, just getting back on my chair there.
It's the popcorn. It's the birthday pop. It's too much sugar, isn't there?
That's what it is.
And someone stole his footrest, so he has
I look really awkward when I'm trying to get back on my chair.
Yeah, anyway.
So in the not too distant future, you're also going to be performing at Stand and Calling, is what I was trying to say.
Oh yeah.
You
yeah,
and Idris Elba. Idris Elba as well as you.
Yeah, Idris,
at different times.
Oh, not the same
it's not
set.
Me and Idris Elba like fighting it out. Just lumping all the who's going to be the next Bond. It's not going to be that. But no, the lineup does look sick. Actually, I'm going to enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy.
Oh man, it looks it's massive. In addition to you, there's Horse Meat Disco, Katie Tunstall, Kate Tempest, Clean Bandit, and Orbital have been announced as headliners. Shoot. Slaves, Gary Newman.
Some other
Faithless,
the pumpkin,
don't forget about Beefy Melon, Temple of Love and Gratitude.
Listen.
Beefy Melons.
Beefy Melons, Temple of Love.
Is that
and
the name of an act?
We don't know what it
Beefy
is.
Beefy Melons, Temple of Love
no
and Gratitude.
No one knows. We are all three of us at Anaheim are going to it, but
Beefy
we don't
Melon
know.
Sounds really rude, doesn't it?
Yeah,
really rude.
So we're hoping for
Beefy Melons, Temple of Love and Gratitude. Mm-hmm. Sounds
it
like,
all sounds
it's
rude.
It's gonna be fun.
It sounds like the correct terminology for a titwang. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Mm. Right. Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I do.
On Women's Day, you say tit wank. No, it's the patriarchy.
That's not.
Okay.
I don't think that's sexist.
I don't think appreciating a tit wank.
I think they're celebrating the fact that.
Anti feminist.
Yeah.
Is it?
Right, okay, no. Well, let's
I love a good tit wank.
She is a tit wank then. Okay. Okay.
But Happy International
anyway,
Women's
Day. Yeah.
What a way to sell Beefy Melon's Temple of Love and Gratitude.
He's been praying for this kind of PR for years. He's been there with his people going, just wait till International Women's Day. That's when it's really going to take off.
I think he changed the name.
Yes, I think so.
Slightly. Maybe the last name didn't have as much of a ring to it. Okay.
Big up Beefy.
Beefy Melon. Well, let's get into a freestyle, man. Yeah. You're just the gift that keeps on giving, man.
That's
Guinness
why I've
punch.
Started to call myself Big Brown Santa on Twitter.
There you go.
That's what I've given myself that name. It's also BBS,
moniker.
Which is my,
and I'm all
my
for,
other moniker.
I'm all for giving yourself your own nicknames as well.
Absolutely.
I nicknamed myself recently Renzel Nottingham.
Renzel Nottingham.
Yeah. Great, right?
That's good.
There you go.
And is it sticking with other folk? Not really.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Renzel. They keep calling me researching.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I'm researching.
I'm Sarah de Bunda.
You've got a lot of aliases, though.
Have I? What? Have I?
Yeah.
Not be to a face.
I can't. I don't know of any.
Weren't you called Juicy something for a while?
Oh, Juicy Princess.
Really. I'm not, I mean, I called myself.
I always suspected that was you.
I called
to be
myself
fair.
After that because I just wasn't actually. Although if I am, thank you very much. If you think I'm a Juicy Princess.
We used to call you something else before Sarah DeBonda as well.
Did you? Did I tell you?
Natalie King, aka something, aka Sarah DeBonda.
Only in the toilets, mate.
Yeah. Alright, okay. Should we get on to the freestyle?
Yeah, mate.
That.
Sorry, let's move on. He's going to freestyle about what we used to call you.
I'm livid. Okay. I'm ready.
Alright. Yeah. A little more in the headphones on the beat, please. Nat, thank you. Alright. This is a Last Skeptic beat, still. Check this out. Oh great, it's freezing again. 3 a.m. and my overweight cat needs feeding again. Sore throat, cough and choke, then releasing the phlegm. Draw the blind, seeing Dean drug dealing again. Oh, on the same estate I was in 05. All this TV money and can't afford nowhere nice. Gentrified the manor, now my dough's chump change. Stubbed my toe on the wardrobe door. Fuck's sake, head hazy cause I blazed late. Stayed up watching Back to the Future Part 2 with my namesake. Reminder I was like ahead of my time. Now these new youths grind, find success in their prime. Take the kids to school raining, I ain't feeling this at all. Get recognized 5 minutes in, not cool. Dive in the whip fast, but the engine won't start. Daddy, what's wrong with the car? Not now, babe. Fuck, weird sounds from the clutch when I'm making a maneuver. Have to do the school run in an Uber. 9:10, now the day is all mine. But why'd I lose my mind when I got nothing but time? Walk back through the rain, no hat, unsubtle. Wanker driver try splash me with a puddle. Jump back, feel a squelch under there. That's dog shit in the treads of my Air Max. FFS, FFS, it's one of them ones. FFS, I got another verse for this, if I can remember the shit. Oh, hey, check it, last night's chopstick, digging out the dog shit. Weave round the soles of my shoe like a maze. Wanna kill the owner, have the mutt put down, but how am I gonna prove it was him, DNA? Gotta wait on a courier delivery, half a ton of vape juice, shit, I need my nicotine. He'll arrive between 11 and 5, went out for 2 seconds and missed the fucking guy, now I'm moody. Soon get a call from a dude, he see me on the telly and he used to go to school with me. Therefore, could I get him working showbiz? Cause he's a guy that I kinda used to know. Shit, alright cool, you were a dick to me in school and now I gotta give you a job, is that the rule? I mean this in the nicest possible way, get a life. I lie, I'm struggling with mine, no great cocaine, playboy bunnies everywhere. Fuck out of here bruv, I'm hoovering the stairs. If I had a fucking butler he'd be cleaning all this stuff up. Told him I had shit on my creps and I hung up. But I had the phone under my chin, no hands and it slipped, now it's dunked in the sink. iPhones don't deal with water like old Nokias that never end. Dreaming about my 3210 FFS. Yes, it's one of them ones, FFS. Yes, it's one of them ones. Landlord take the piss with the rent, FFS. Tax man 140%, FFS. For every pound I earn I get 50 pence, FFS. Another 10 go to the agent, FFS. Dodgy curry got me shitting again, FFS. Little Darren's pocket picking again, FFS. My daughter's got nits again, FFS. Little Yachty got a hit again. Fuck's sake bro. FFS. That's produced by my good friend The Last Skeptic.
Yeah, amazing.
Kind of a gap bridger, isn't it, between rap and comedy, I guess.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's important to have a level of humour, a level of
Well, I think me and you, this is why it's going to be such an exciting tour, because I think we share a couple of traits in that respect.
Absolutely.
You know, I think we're known. It's not just about punchlines, it's about playing with words, playing with people's expectations.
There you go.
And then the other thing we share is we're both clear as a motherfucker on the mic.
Delivery is very, very important.
Like, you can just change the vibe. I saw you do it the last time I saw you perform. There's a lot of good artists performing on the night, but you could see the crowd reaction when you came on. Literally, maybe not saying you're the best rapper in the room or whatever, I'm sure we, you know, we all think we are, but one thing is for certain, undeniable, is that the entire crowd stopped what they was doing and focused and reacted in a way they didn't react to anybody else. And that was first and foremost beyond your lyrics and your concepts and your ability and the song choice, because they could hear what the fuck you were saying.
Every word. Like one of the biggest sort of traits of that gig in particular was the fact that I did half of everything a cappella as well. Because you're right, I think it's very important to hear music, but also to soak in exactly what the artist is.
And you know, at the end of the day, we're rappers. Let's not pretend. It's not like we've all got a band with us. We've got a backing track. So I don't think there's any crime in having some, some music, some without. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, we are the musician in that situation.
Absolutely.
Unless you've got one of them amazing DJs who can just fucking do everything. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, it's with time's getting on like so much. We want to squeeze in a game.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, okay, man. Cool. No, you don't go anywhere.
No. You've got pen and paper. Mm-hmm. So because you did very well there with your rapping, we're going to treat you with a game.
Thank you.
You're not a doctor.
No.
Obviously.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't worry. For the purpose.
No, he's not that type of doc. Ships go into him. Like, he's...
Oh. Okay, well...
Doc Brown comes out on FUBAR Radio.
So, but on this game... Okay, let's hear what the jingle that Jacob's made for this.
Please can Mr. Payne, Mr. Sanders and Mr. Brown go to room 104. Dr. King is waiting for you. Please come to room 104.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
So for this game,
cavity search.
This game is actually, of course, it's called Dr. King. So I'm actually the doctor here.
Not Martin Luther.
Probably not Martin Luther. No, that's not one of the questions. So this is seven clips of seven different medical conditions. You just have to guess what they are. Okay. Here's clip number one. Yeah. Got something for that? What medical condition is that?
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah. Am I meant to spell these properly? We're not going to be doing any spell checking, are we?
No. Okay.
Right, just write phonetically.
Here's number two. Mm-hmm. Everyone?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's number three. Could be a number of things, that, but I'm going to...
If it was in a movie, it'd be... It'd be death.
Yeah.
Okay. That person's gonna die.
Mm. Or they're in a cupboard hiding.
Yeah. This is number four.
Someone's clearly pouring boiling water on themselves. I'm joking.
That's not a medical condition, but think about what could be that might burn. Well, that's not actually burning.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna give you too many clues there. Trust me, I had this, and it is very much like that. That was all.
So okay. It's not what I wrote down.
Well, yeah. Okay, here's number five.
What the?
Do you like that again?
I don't think I want to hear that again.
What is that? It's a medical condition, really. Some people say it's not, but we think it is.
What?
Can I hear it just one more time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm done.
Sounds like a lot of people clicking their fingers.
I've got quite a controversial answer.
Jacob's gone quite dark on this game, but
I don't know. Yeah.
Let's go for number six.
Oh no, I can't even listen to that.
What is it, though, Reese?
Play that again. I don't know.
Well, just think. You don't like it. What is it? I'll keep playing it until you write something down.
I'll write it down, okay, I swear to God.
Okay, yeah.
Go on to the next one and come back to that one.
No.
This is...
My headphones are too loud.
This is a medical condition.
It can be.
No, this... It's not, can I just say it's not the obvious one? It's dark, okay? So...
Oh, right. Oh, wait.
No, but not that dark.
I'll
play the other one again if you don't.
What number was this?
That was number seven.
That was seven.
Do you need any more help with anything?
Not number six.
No, everyone okay to answer?
I need a recap on.
I need a recap on three.
Three, yeah. Okay.
I need five and six.
This is three.
I just made up five and six.
Three.
Okay. Cool.
You need five.
There's too much lapping in that. It makes me uncomfortable.
I don't know what the fuck that could be.
Pop something down.
I can't.
Well, this is number six then. This number, I know you don't like to lose.
Come on, man.
Write something. I'm going to give the answer. So if you haven't got anything down, I'm just giving out points.
Oh,
what's number one, please?
I got cough.
I just put laryngitis.
No, it's not what's down there, is it?
I put laryngitis.
Tonsillitis. Sorry, no points there. It has to be what's on the paper. Don't start this again.
Don't worry
me on that,
Ellie.
Every week.
What do you mean?
It has to be what's on the paper.
No. Come on. Who's going
to
guess tonsillitis from a cough?
I nearly.
You're just
going
to call it a cough. I just called it a cough.
I can't give any points.
Laryngitis.
I think there's going to be a debate for every.
There will. Number two.
That's fuckery.
Number two.
Asthma.
I put asthma.
Yeah, same.
Oh yeah, good points. Yeah, points all around. Very good. Very good. Very good. Number three.
Influenza.
That's posh. Posh word for cold, isn't it?
That's why I put it. Because okay. I thought this is how it was going to go. You've got to have what you got on the paper.
No.
I actually put common cold.
Yeah, I put cold.
Hay fever. Sorry, I got to move on. Number four.
Are you serious?
Number four.
Yo, I put VD and then you said you've had it.
But wait. Number three was actually hay fever, which is an allergy.
Did you put allergy? Oh, I'll give you a point.
It's not even a fucking.
I'll give you a point.
No, no, I put cold, but what I'm saying is, was the answer actually hay fever?
You'd go to the doctor.
It's not a medical condition.
It would, well, we've got a minute and a half. Let's get through this. What's number four?
STI.
Some gonorrhea.
I love the fact that I had you at STI, obviously.
I put VD and then you said you've got it, so I changed it to yeast infection.
No, it's not yeast infection.
Gonorrhea.
I literally said I had it and you're like gonorrhea.
I know, but I just assumed you were joking.
No, it's cystitis.
I just assumed
it burns.
Dystitis.
Cystitis. Sorry, no points.
Dystopian.
Number five.
Obesity.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's because you said some people say it's not a medical condition.
I
put haemophilia.
Blood trickling.
It sound like dripping.
It was sex addiction. Sex addiction.
Yo, I literally thought that's a noise out. Did you crop that from when I made that wanking noise?
Is that someone wanking?
What? Is that what that's supposed to be?
That does not sound like wanking.
But maybe it's extra lotion. Well,
this could be sex,
might be
not
too
wanking.
Much lotion.
Number six.
I put brittle bones.
No, I don't. I didn't have anything.
I put leprosy.
Well, Reese gets a point because it was a bone breaking.
But you said a medical condition. Brittle bones is a medical condition.
You know how these games work.
Bone breaking is just a verb. That's just a verb.
You know how these games work. Tenuous.
They don't. That's
exactly. Exactly. And I'm still like, I don't understand why I haven't been commissioned for a daytime TV show yet. Number seven.
It's probably the cystitis.
I haven't got it today. Sorry, what? Number seven, please.
I don't know why, but
it's just very dark, this one.
Caesarean.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to write something, condition. But I thought.
Dropsy.
What?
Dropsy.
What's
it's like some old Victorian
where people should drop the kid.
I don't know what it is. It just sounded good, like gout.
What did you? It was.
Oh, I had cesarean, but that's not a medical condition.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
say.
It's not
what
really a condition, but you'd go to the doctor to get one. If you say it out loud, I'll give you a point.
Not baby. I've got a baby growing out of me.
No, not abortion.
I didn't think abortion.
What did you think?
Adoption.
I'm still not saying
No, you take something to not hear that sound anymore.
You take something to not hear the sound.
A blow to both ears.
It's the morning after pill. Okay.
That is dark.
So
could have just had someone swallowing.
My answer is still darker. So
oh right. Okay. Well, we've got to go. We have to go because Hannah
Wentz is already alive. It's just too
late. Why are you taking the morning after? Morning after what?
Sex. You know when they say abortion's up to 24? You know they meant weeks.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
FUBAR Radio presents
Ian Boldsworth.
While you were enjoying the Beatles, I've been looking at pictures of John Holmes' penis because Nat had them on the screen and I share a screen with Nat. So I just watched Nat basically Google porn.
12 inch, too big.
So what have you been used to then? What's been happening in your life? What do you mean you don't know? How do you not know your own experience?
I whip out a tape measure. I would cry if I saw that and probably run away screaming. He walked in here naked.
He
so I'm just trying to climb out the window.
He's long dead.
But there must be other 12 inches around.
Maybe just whack it out on a tweet. Just say, if anyone's got a 12 inch cock, can you come here and scare me with it?
Every Monday,
Ian Boldsworth.
From 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I'ma keep on grinding till I'm paid in full. I made a lot of money just to waste it all. And I know my papa pissed that I ain't save it all. And I know my mama pissed that I ain't stay in school. Cause money it comes, money it goes. Something like sun and the rain and the snow. I'm back on the grind so you can hear all of the pain in my flow. Having these dreams of whipping the floor in the house and the beach. Someone is foreign, wake up the next morning. I slam on my Jordans, I'm chasing the money, I'm rolling for it.
Wake up early every morning. Smoke that lemon and lemonine. It got me faded by the morning. I wake up, I mean I don't woke up by money. She'll be calling. I'm in love with Lizzie Cupid. She'll be calling, calling. I'm in love with Lizzie Cupid, got me falling.
okay? Before I sleep at night, I stare up at the sky. I see the stars, they aligning. I know the mind will keep shining. I wake up every morning at 6:45, saying I won't let you down. What's looking in my daughter's eyes?
Incorporated, just come out of our World Cup by Phaser. He's joining us in the studio right now.
Yes.
Big rhythms, big rhythms.
Thank you. Thank
produced
you.
By yourself as well.
Indeed, yes. Me and my boy DJ Swish. Yeah, man. We're on it, man. We're keeping it 100%
in-house. Mm. In-house,
literally. Because you've got a home set up, haven't you?
Yeah, I got a home set up. Literally speaking, mate. But you know what? I'm doing it all myself right now. You get me? I'm financing my own videos. No management. I've got my own publishing. I've got my own label, STO Records. And we're going for it, you know what I mean? One of these tracks bangs off, man. We're laughing, you know
when,
what I mean?
When do you go sleep?
I don't sleep, bro. I work like I got a clone. Simple,
I love
man.
That.
You know what I mean? And I'm juggling it with family life at the same time. You know what I mean?
Because you have a family. And how many kids you got?
Man, I've got one kid.
One.
Yeah, mate. God willing.
Beautiful.
God willing.
Holly's
yeah,
got
man.
A dog, but other than that, no responsibilities in this room.
And he's like 9 now, isn't it? So he's chill.
Yeah, he pretty much walks Harley. Yeah. So he's that old. He's actually older than Harley. He came to get Harley.
Harley was just
in Battersea, and this dog came up to him.
For real,
he wasn't even in the dog's home. He was just walking around in Battersea.
And
dog
just started following him about.
Yeah. So the dog went, "Mate, do you want an owner?" And Harley was like, "Actually, yeah, blood." Anyway, enough about Harley. Let's get into other people's problems. Like what we do on this show is provide hump day help, man.
Okay.
And we get people to email, text or tweet their problems in, and we just help them out. So if you're up for it,
yeah, well, like an agony uncle type thing,
kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. Less agony, more
it's
kind
like,
of embarrassment.
It's like, oh that way. Okay,
yeah, we get some weird ones.
I could imagine so.
It's nothing like an agony uncle at all. Nothing at all.
Oh good, because I thought I was going to get all depressed and that, and I didn't want that.
No, there's some bizarre issues we often have to
tackle.
Take care of, and I'm sure there's going to be a few right now. So this is from Shelley.
All right, Shelley. Shelley Ann.
Saturday, Shelley.
Well, go on, Shelley.
Hello. My boyfriend is a train fanatic.
Okay.
He loves when I make train noises in bed.
Okay.
Originally, I was able to do generic ones, but now
generic train noises. Yeah, I presume. That's not generic.
Trains
don't even really make that noise.
I like this
anymore.
Next
bit of the sentence.
But now he's texting me requests a few hours in advance. Last night he asked for a 1960s diesel electric. a 1960s diesel electric locomotive.
Oh my lord.
The way before it was a CP class. 1900s locomotive. I need your wisdom. How do I go back to normal moaning?
Oh goodness.
Well, I know probably the reason he texts the request in advance is because you can't even trust train noises in the UK to come on time. So you've got to get that in there. Right? You've got to get that in there. But then Jesus Christ, he really is obsessed.
I rate it.
I think
I rate what this guy's doing.
B,
I love it.
Do you know what? I could just imagine a scenario like them not in the bedroom doing whatever they're doing. She's making choo choo noise. He goes, "That's not the Virgin Fast Train, darling. That's not the Virgin Fast Train.
That's the fucking Southern Rail shit.
Eastern Anglia. Goodness.
Tell him you want to do a coal train. You know what I mean? And then that way, if he puts in the shift, you'll blow your horn. Do you know what I mean?
Coal train. We're here.
I guess so. But apart from the choo-choo.
One for the jazz lovers.
Do another train noise apart from choo-choo. Because right. I can't think of any. Oh. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's
imagine
that's
that.
Hot,
what's actually? That one?
Yeah. Actually, that was more like a bison or something.
That's quite nice, actually.
It's like, how do you? She's spending like hours perfecting this 1960s diesel electric. Gosh. Diesel electric.
Do you reckon she got like audio
hybrid
book
from
type
that
thing?
Then, you know?
Huh? Do you think she got like an audio book type thing of like sounds of like train sounds?
No, I reckon she
like
has
that.
To frequent train stations and find out where these trains go and record the noise on voice notes.
Oh gosh,
and then on the train on the way home, she's got headphones in and she's just listening and practicing. That's the best way to sign.
Is she doing it before sex as foreplay or during sex? Because that's a lot
during
to keep
sex.
Up. It's a lot to keep
I think
up
it's
during,
like,
though.
Instead of like
she
the normal
in,
yeah,
you
moaning
ever,
noises.
Have you ever tried to make a train noise with a dick in your mouth?
I can't say it.
What a question.
Wow.
Have you ever tried to make a train noise with a dick in your mouth?
I thought I'd been asked every question.
I love the bluntness.
Not even Biggie's asked that question.
Have you?
I've never, ever failed.
Oh.
I love it. I mean, I actually don't, for once, really know what to say because I dig this guy.
Well, yeah. She wants to know how she's gonna get back to normal moaning.
Do you know what I reckon he needs?
What?
A horn be set.
Blood.
Yeah.
Ever since I thought of that punchline way back in 1993, I've been hoping for a conversation where I could use it.
There you go. Bang, bang.
But like, I'm like a, I'd say, either a football fanatic or a grime fanatic. But, do you know, I would never want my girlfriend to start making DEE noises in bed. Do you know what I mean?
I couldn't.
As she's going back in for missionary.
It's a bit disturbing.
Street Fighter.
Yeah, it's all a bit beefy right now.
Yeah, no, but that would be quite cool though. So. If you were like just about to have sex and you were a Street Fighter fan though, and then you gave her the Hyoken, and then she went, ooh.
You're just about to bust your nut.
Finish her. Hey, listen. Hyoken.
Wow.
Well, I want to know, because we've talked about on the show that all three of you at some point have said you quite like your name being called out.
Yeah.
You definitely have said that,
just
Michael.
Just to say I've had it done.
Yeah. Because it's sometimes funny, isn't it?
But any other animal noises or any other kind of noises you like? I don't know, like a washing machine noise or anything?
What would be an interesting noise to hear during sex? Something quite weird.
I don't know.
How many times?
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo would be good. Yeah.
I don't know.
You've got to find your little Aboriginal
like
painting.
That'd be like some tantra shit, isn't it?
For real.
Family Guy's a noise that I associate with sex as well.
Hooks is always on.
Yeah, it's always on in the background. Yeah.
Not many in general. There's a certain channel that I've got. I don't know what it is, but at a certain time in the evening, there's like 7 episodes of Family Guy.
That's just for beating, do you know what I mean? Yeah.
It's true. You've seen every episode before, it's true. Just background TV.
Shit.
Well, Shelley, I think we've got no help for you because we
have. No, I have. Get him a Hornby set.
Hornby set. Okay. Well, we've got another one.
Yeah.
From.
This is from Benson.
Go on, Benson.
Hey.
Yo, where's Hedges, fam?
I'm 26 and about to have sex for the first time.
You're 26?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've watched enough porn to know what I'm doing, but I don't think I'll last long. What can I do?
Don't watch porn.
Don't put a wank in the bank, right? And I know that's what people say, I've a wank before, but the amount of times I've done that and it's took the shine off and then I've just not wanted to have sex after.
If anything, it puts the shine on for me having a wank.
You've got to
use cream, yeah.
What was the thing you called it when you have a wank before sex?
A tactical wank.
Tactical wank. So, yeah, you've talked
a post-coital, a pre-coital wank.
Have you ever dabbled in a tactical wank?
Bro, listen, I tried like having a wank, bro, but it just doesn't work for me because
he's too busy producing.
No, it's not that. You know what it, you know what it is? The reality kicks in of what I'm actually doing to myself, and it's like it just goes against me, so I don't bother.
Fair play.
Well, what we like
Honestly, man. Honestly,
I usually end up
in a worse position than I was before, so I don't even bother anymore. It's like that idea is out the window now.
But a good idea is to drink a bit.
Oh, a bit of
drinking usually delays ejaculation.
Does
for
it?
Me.
Yeah.
Well, listen, there's a Jamaican drink. There's a Jamaican drink called Magnum. Yeah,
for real.
Drink a couple of those Magnums before you go, and you will not be let down.
It's his first time, blood. Drink one.
Drink one.
Have half a cup full.
A shot full.
But keep it by the bedside. Just
what I'll say, Benson, is what I've done to... I mean, what I do is...
what I've done yesterday.
I normally do.
I mastered fingering. You know what I mean?
Right.
So then, they're not disappointed because once they've already finished it, they don't really want to have sex with me after anyway, so I can just get that bit out of the way.
Yeah.
It's like a chore. You know what I mean? Yeah. I get it done and I'm like...
While you're sending your emails with the other hand.
No, that is a very... I opt for that occasionally. If I'm feeling I might blow a bit early.
Mind Garrick's.
Yeah, I'll satisfy them with other ways before penetration so that I'm like, oh, okay... Or a tactical
foreplay.
The other alternative is to just nut and pretend it didn't happen and then just keep going, man.
No, because you know when
the thing is, you're the only person I've ever met who can do that.
It's so easy.
No, it's light work, isn't it?
It's light work, man.
I can't do it.
My dick gets like just a bit.
When I was younger, I fell in the vat of Magnum.
It goes a bit more than a semi, but enough to bend when the. Do you know what I mean? You ever had that when it bends and it.
I also just can't.
What, why do we have to get into injuries, though? Like, we were just having a good time. There's four men and a woman just having a good conversation, man, and you've got to get into fucking injuries.
Are you saying your penis bends? What do you mean?
You should see the shock on Nat's face right now.
I just don't know why Reece does it.
Yeah, mate, it's unbelievable.
What do you mean by bends?
I'm not sure either.
What does that mean, Reece?
So.
What does it mean, Reece?
So if I bust and I carry on, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, I don't maintain an erection,
but
I don't go soft. So it's a bit more than
a semi.
Like a three quarter. You know,
like a limp.
Okay. Yeah. And then when I'm beating with it, do you know if like it comes
eating
a little
bit.
Saying that word.
He means having sex with it.
Right.
Yeah. Beating.
When I'm having sex with it. When I'm doing the sex, right? And if it comes a little bit too far out and it's not fully erect.
Yeah.
It will bend and it'll hurt. Do you know what I mean?
Bend it. Never been a more northern man.
Now you've scared Benson. He's going to worry. He's going to have a bend.
Yeah, Benson, stay a virgin.
Don't ever have sex.
Stay a virgin. Absolutely. Hey, Benson,
strap up, yeah. What I'm saying is strap up, yeah. Bust one in the condom while you're doing it and just carry on.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right. There you go.
With it all in the condom, all and slimy
see,
and shit.
See, Holly? Holly just looked at me. I knew, man. Because I've said that before and Holly's like, oh my God, what? You've used the same condom twice before?
I can't do that. This side is very in the can't do that corner.
Blood.
Use the same condom twice?
Don't do that.
It's not using the same condom twice.
Because I busted that in the condom, it means that I shouldn't have sex in it. It's still the same shit that's on the outside.
There you go.
No,
it's just my dick in a sack of sperm just poking about.
But your own sperm, though, cuz.
Yeah, but
I've never bust it on myself and leave it. Do you know what I mean?
So that's just disgusting, isn't it?
It's just weird to think that we're weird.
That is weird. I put it down to this.
Certain men have got higher sex drives than certain men. That's it.
And to be fair, I don't want to have that conversation to be like, oh, have you come already?
I just say sorry.
Awkward. Just like
as soon as I come, I
change condoms. It's like well easy.
I'd rather be economical than awkward. If I've got to use the same condom twice.
But you know what? Some people say when they bust a nut, it goes soft, innit? So, like, all right, cool, you bust a nut and you're changing the condom. You ain't got time to change no condom because by the time you change the condom, it's soft again, innit?
I cannot beat twice.
I can't do sessions on sessions.
What
do you do about the nap?
When do you eat?
I've told you my record. Anyway.
Where's that big glass of juice?
No, I need at least like a 10 minute break.
I can tell
in
you, he doesn't. Michael Payne.
Oh yeah, go get a juice in there. Like roll something. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I can like that. Have a juice,
but I can't just like continuously go for like.
Come and talk to your boy Michael because
apparently.
He
can
tell you about how many times did you have sex in the night before?
13 one time.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's a record.
Yeah.
I can't even keep up with that.
That's very, very skilled.
Should we get onto a little game?
Yes, let's. First I thought we were already playing one.
Yes.
I was having that much fun.
Faizer, we always have a little game with the guests. It won't make any sense, but just go with it. It'll be
okay.
Fun. Okay.
All right then.
That's the disclaimer. Inspired, none of this is reality.
We were inspired by your song, I Woke Up. So this is, here's the game.
Am I waking up or am I going to bed?
I'm Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Okay. It's really easy. There's 7 clips I'm going to play. You just have to guess. Is the person in the clip getting out of bed or into bed?
Fuck's sake. You make me sick, Jacob.
We need so pens. You'll have pen and paper.
Oh, we won't need it.
You've got pen and paper in front of you. So should we go with clip
number one? I have no pen.
Oh, you did have.
What? I knocked it on the floor and left it.
Oh. Why are you trying to make Harley not win?
You know the random bits of spitefulness that actually work? Now Harley's just had to bend all the way down to pick it up.
I think that's a point for Harley. You did that on purpose.
I need to do shit like that more often, you know.
Well, here's clip
random bits of spitefulness.
Right, this is clip number one. Is this
so 7 clips, yeah?
7 clips. Is this person getting into bed or out of bed? Really easy.
You see, that duvet could be going either way.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Are you not playing, Reese?
No, Reese is scoring.
Do I give my answers now?
No, we'll do it at the end. So are we ready for number two?
Yeah. This is just the dumbest thing.
All right. Fuck you,
just might as well just play the same noise.
They're different.
Right. The first noise was a sample of the second noise.
Yeah. Wait. One. Did Jacob record these himself, getting in and out of bed too? Then where did he get this many clips of different people getting in and out of bed?
Hey, listen, you don't know what he does in a week.
Yeah. That's true.
There's a website.
Yeah,
there's
we do
website.
Now.
Okay, well, let's go on to number 3.
Say it to you again. I don't know.
Okay.
My page is looking like the fucking Hokey Cokey.
Here's number 4.
In, out.
It sounds like it's in the washing machine.
It's a bed.
It sounds like someone drove through the bed.
Do it again.
I ain't gonna lie, I had a bed that sounded like that at one point.
Okay.
That does sound like a washing machine.
Well, is that, what is that? In or out?
I don't know.
This is number 5 now, and there are bonus points on this one.
Oh, jolly good.
Okay.
It's a fucking hammock.
Well, listen, think about why there could be bonus points here. Are we all, do you need it again?
Could you play it again?
Are they getting out of the bed then back into the bed?
I'm not. You have to write things down, Harley, and don't say them out loud.
Okay.
At this stage. Here we go with number 6.
Someone's excited, boy. Monday.
He was happy to get into bed there, man. Right?
Sunday night.
Very quick. Final one. Here's number 7.
Is that bed? That's one of them where you're just tucking yourself in and making yourself comfortable.
I don't know. Clues.
Hey, do you know when you got them silk covers, yeah, and the silk undersheets, yeah, and your court covers are forever off your bed? Yeah, you just got to try and slide it all the way back onto the bed.
I ain't got that.
Wait, did you do 5
again?
What
silk feels like. I can't relate.
Okay, so that was bonus points. Well, don't say it.
But is it either out or in?
Yeah.
Ain't it? I'm saying bonus points. Think about why there could be bonus points.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so we were okay to go through
let's
them?
Let's just go for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so for number 1, Michael Payne, what did you have?
I got out.
Okay, Fazer?
In.
Harley? Fazer wins. There's a point there. That was getting into bed, obviously.
Are these sounds taken from videos,
they're
Jacob?
Real, yeah, they're real.
Or did you just Google sounds of people getting in and out of bed?
Yeah.
So we can't even verify if these are true.
No, we can. We can verify it. Everyone he got clipped was from into or out to. Just why didn't you just say you saw a video, you idiot, James?
Right, let's go.
Okay, number two.
I said in.
Okay.
I said in.
I said out.
Correct point for face.
Fuck off.
I must get in and out of bed a lot. You know.
The thing is, that one was bare long. Like when you get into bed and roll around and like get comfy.
But maybe it's when
it
the
definitely
alarm.
Was
no.
in.
No, it was when the alarm went off. You don't want to get up, so you pause it,
yeah,
roll
definitely.
Around, stretch, and then you get out. Number three, please.
I got out.
Mm-hmm.
I got out as
I
well.
I guess it was.
Fazer and Michael Payne get a point there.
For a guy who doesn't sleep, you know a lot about beds.
I know a lot about beds, yeah, definitely.
Number four.
Don't mean I sleep in them.
Number four, Harley.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
I got in.
I got in as well.
Points to Fazer, points to Michael.
I've got all of them wrong.
Hey, listen, I might as well put the National Lottery on tonight. Yeah. This luck.
Number five, please. It was the bonus points, remember? So what was happening?
Could you play again, please?
What was...
Okay. Is someone getting in and having sex?
I had out.
So you just had out?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you say, Harley?
Out then in.
Great. Hard point for Harley. It was someone
bonus
getting out.
Bonus point.
Bonus point.
So I get two points.
I said out, so I get one, yeah?
Well, no, because it's out and in. It was
yes,
out and
but
in.
I said out. So if Harley gets bonus points, then I should at least get one then. What would be the bonus?
We got it correct. All right, well, Harley gets 2 points, and then I guess you get 1 point. But there's no sex involved in this.
No, I said, no, but I've got out written. The sex was just the vocal.
You got
guess.
Out and have sex?
No, I said in and had sex.
Oh, in.
How can you get out of bed and have sex in that same
That's
bed?
That's what I was thinking.
You've been doing sex wrong, Matt.
I've given you a point anyway.
I know, just get a point.
Oh, thank you.
Does Fazer not get a point?
Do I get a point then?
Yeah, you did. Okay, number six.
Half a point. There we go.
I said out for number six.
Mm-hmm.
For number six, I said in.
Mm-hmm.
I said in.
Ah, only 1 point there, and that goes to Michael Payne.
Nice. Am I winning then?
No.
I got four right.
No, all right.
But not number seven then, the final one.
I said out.
Mm-hmm.
I said in.
Mm-hmm.
In.
Points for Harley, points for Fazer. So who is the winner of
so
this game?
So fucking lost. In last place. Yeah, that's right. It's you, Harley Sylvester. Well done, mate. Always losing. In second place with 4 points, Michael Payne.
I'll take that.
Well done. Which means in first place is our guest. It's Richard Dawson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. 6 points.
Woo.
Fair play. Listen,
that's very good.
I'm on one today, man. I'm on
very
one today.
Good.
It's not too bad, isn't it?
Great.
It was almost a clean flush.
Yeah. Nice. Well, how many did you get?
Six or seven.
Yeah, fair play.
Seven,
six out of seven ain't bad. That's how the song goes, isn't it? Meatloaf.
Yeah, it's true.
Mate, thanks for coming through, man.
Hey, listen, thank you for having us, man.
Absolute pleasure.
Likewise.
And thanks for being so magnanimous in helping out the people that really need
your help.
Just
repeat that word for me.
Magnanimous.
Magnanimous.
Put that in your next song.
Magnanimous. I woke up and then
magnanimous. You could literally make a... If those were your song titles, you'd have a gospel album.
What does it mean before I go out and start using it?
Magnanimous is like just generally good to people, you know?
Fantastic.
Philanthropic.
That's why I think it's that word. So that's why I've never heard that word before.
Well, you know, quite generous and just looking out for the well-being of others. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man. And everyone who hasn't heard the single yet, go and check it out. It's on YouTube, it's on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, etc. It's by myself, Fazer, and it's called Our World Cup. Hope you guys enjoy it.
All of that. And where can people find you online as well?
You can catch me on Snapchat, I am Fazer, Facebook, I am Fazer, and then Twitter and Instagram is I'm Richard Rawson.
Brilliant.
Full government name and that, you know
just
what I mean?
Just to keep them guessing. Yeah. But thank you once again, man.
Pleasure.
I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. You can try shuffling and slide around my team, but that's a dance with the devil. And you can try step it up more on my own boss, but I'm on a different level. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. Foot on the clutch, gearing to first, then second, then third, then fourth, then duck. We didn't have much, nothing to lose, already lived off crumbs. Shanking my shoe, now my toes is numb. Up in the shoes like, who wants some? Long time before I man, L big gun. I was at his front door, he was trying to call mum. I was in the alley lead with a loaded one. Says he wants more, but he owes me some. That can't run, big boss B, said he got a ton. Try rap. Spit with his stick, you just spit with your tongue. My two strong back like Willa Rumbun. In my cars, I track to the walls fall off. Graph that ain't
ain't done none. Poor, show me how the team run. Pull up on your block, back seats on off. Why GD not a window with scarf? Indie gang, no members are soft. Can I say the same? No, they can't. Don't mention a man, cause they ain't my dogs. We bring the jits in quarters and half. Cause feds watch us like eagle hawk. Please violate, I'm eager or bark. Thick and Cadell, ain't even got ass. Blast, leave a man flat on his ass. Snitch on oom and I cut down grass. Onto the beef, I'm down for the task. Skirt in a V with tinted glass.
I was out here from the jump off. I didn't know that I load up and dump off. Release a lie if you heard that I guns up. See me with a quang, I be laying in the non-stop. Yeah, I know he was there, but he's washed up. I was up in the pen for a boss job. They ain't on my level, I'm the heir for the top spot. Them boy probably got air at the bus stop. Listen, now they're talking that reckless. When they come round, they was talking that necklace. Thinking back when they was walking back pedless. Feeling with air, having walking right headless. Stab me in my back and I'm hugging that bench. Sparking the zoo and I'm plotting my next steps. Breaking up food and I'm plugging connects. Yeah. Far from a good now, we never was yes men. These niggas are mad, the way that I see what even is sad. I came back the big to the building in charge. Now I'm breaking them down, call me Steven Seagal. Terrorize who? Terrorize what? Terrorize where? Load up machines, the place that you see, don't be hell, man, there.
I never had a penny and nobody cared. When I had a penny, I was selling from a celly. Now they're trying to call me by the telly, cause I had a belly and I still put it on the telly. I was pressing on the pedal, you was on a pedal bike, getting put under pressure. I was rising, you was looking on, do the 20 under 20 and put me on. I'm the one with a hoodie on. I had a meeting, I should've gone. I should've come out and trap onto big shit. God forgive the pain I've inflicted. I don't wanna risk getting convicted. They don't know me, they got transcripted.
I make one call, you gotta be by Christmas.
No time for sliders and drifters, cause I'm a real soul survivor. Still on both, fight the fight, and I bet no one fights us. Ain't no one like us, and the warriors call Osiris. Even out in Cyprus, man. I think they're going viral, I think they're going virus. Cause they blow nose from pirates and go to raves and give y'all them dry sex. Fake machines out, not on my set, not on my watch. Tell Grime daily, don't tell Crime Watch. I told C1 I ain't taking time off, what I put time on. Work and rhyme on, still do dirt when I want. To Portsmouth, see a Poseidon. They're in a game that you won't see Kylon. Hidden tracks that I've been running on my lawn.
He won't click, so I'll give him the entire one.
I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. You can try shuffling and slide right my team, but that's a dance with the devil. And you can try step it up more on my own boss, and I'm on a different level. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. You can try shuffling and slide right my team, but that's a dance with the devil. And you can try step it up more on my own boss, and I'm on a different level.
Oh no, I'm back in my zone, can't wait till I see him, I'm grabbing these gold. And don't try to rob, I'm wide awake. I woke up about 5 today and I've been missing for a minute, but I enjoyed time away. But I'm back now, I say I figure for a show, they tap out. Tried to flex, he Boston crabbed out. In the scene, I'm Shane McMahon or Martin Shkreli. Young but I dealt with a task already. Everybody tried to put me on blast, but I put him on blast and they laughed already. He just soft, no heart, no belly. Not on dark hearts and we do many. Don't mean magic, I cause panic. Man, I old school like who killed
the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. I was putting pedal to the metal, we was out here from when we never had a shekel. You can try shuffling and slide right my team, but that's a dance with the devil. And you can try step it up more on my own boss, and I'm on a different level.
We're going to get into one more song, and then Hannah Whitten is up next, and we will see you next Wednesday 4 till 6. FUBAR Radio is Payne and Sylvester Incorporated signing out.
The eagle, a taxi driver, a ganja farmer. Na, na, na. Let me tell you what works. Let me tell you what works. Provide life with a list just free. Now bother you, now bother me, nana. Now bother turn what's me. Now bother you, now bother me, nana. Let me tell you what works. Like a honey dumpling, work for your need, brother. So when your people them need the thing concrete, brother. So she see fly fit to Jamaica, man gone for your month, nana. You know, Westmoreland of the wicked, this weed better.
Man of the weed parlor, we don't know why the boy don't wash up. Come in at the place, man, I watch my watch. Me don't want the boy to roll. Who come to fly, John, I'm a fly lot. Yeah, they can't, they can't harm me. Camouflage, book of them, like with their army. Spend a money on them, ready for the party. Hat low, call them, do me like I'm Dando.
A taxi driver or ganja farmer. You could have automotive or stack shelf in a market.
You could hustle a police or solicit a plan. Whatever it be, better. Let me tell you what works. Let me tell you what works. Provide life with a list just free. No bother you, no bother me, nana. No bother turn what's me. No bother you, no bother me, nana. Let me tell you what works.
Red Diamond. Why you wanna know when I'm island? I can get wicked and wild like Carland. On the east side, I place the garland. And I'm a bad boy, forward them. Send a youth boy on a R1. Is there anybody want? I want it. I want it. Positive vibrations. Make money, man, I'm on violations. Last year, I must have flew 4 or 5 places. Nobody watched that. It's near up in the station. In my radios on the station. Champion Sarah, I'll start invasion. Feelings will be a late blast for the occasion. Burn it incense, lay castle of freedom.
Hi. West Moreland of the wicked, the sweet brother. I see her coming like the one eagle eye. She a TikTok on my watch. Like they watch me work for me, brother. Can't never drop on love. Get it? So all you fear.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.